A random survey reveals that many people do not believe in a true heaven and hell. Many of those who do believe these places exist have different ideas of how a person gets to one place or the other.
I don't believe there's a hell. I do believe there's a heaven. Somehow there has to be more to this existence than just, you know, your short period of time on the earth. It's got to be something following it.
I believe that everyone will pay for what they do in life. I don't believe necessarily by what the Bible says about hell being a fiery inferno. I believe that hell is just your worst fears and everything that can be evil in your own perception you pay for eternity. And I also believe that heaven is where you could live for the rest of your life in peace as long as you love God and live for God and live by His word.
I do believe there is a heaven, definitely a heaven. I'm not sure so much about the hell, how you explain hell. However, yes, heaven, yes.
I don't think it's necessary that you attend church to go to heaven or that you believe in the Bible, but just live a good life. I think hell is reserved for just a few really bad people, maybe somebody who might commit murder intentionally. Probably murder is about the only thing I would think you would probably end up in hell for.
I'm not really sure what would define you to go to hell or why you would go to heaven. I really wouldn't know.
I think there's probably not either a heaven or hell, just a afterlife. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm not sure what there is, but I think there's just sort of a middle, like a limbo or a purgatory where everybody goes. That's neither really comfortable or really traumatic.
I believe that everybody, number one, in their own mind thinks of a heaven and hell, and heaven is what makes them the happiest, what they're looking forward to in the future, and what they strongly believe by their belief, whether it be God or some other deity or some other entity, that heaven does exist, and that's what they work for in life. My daughter is a proclaimed atheist, but somewhere in the back of her mind, she knows that there is, in her mind, what she wants out of the final lifetime. And to me, that is all it requires. A deity is not required.
I believe in my kind of belief, which is more of a metaphysical belief. I believe whatever, how you feel on earth and how you view heaven, what it is, that's what it's your own conception. So it becomes that way when you die. So if you believe that there's a God source in you and that you're basically a good person and you're a happy person, then that's what happens to you after you go. But I don't believe that you're penalized and that you go to some place full of fire if you didn't live your life the way organized religion thinks you should.